The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday morning, the 31st of July, last day of the month, and we look forward to the start of the new month of August starting tomorrow. As a reminder, you want to tune in on Wednesday for a very special show we have with Dr. Michael Murray. And we have a great topic that we'll be talking about, how to purify your body. That's on Wednesday, the 2nd of August, and Dr. Michael Murray will be available in the store right after the radio show for a couple of hours to answer any questions that you may have. However, this morning, Janet Cimarelli has picked a great topic that I believe has wide-ranging effects on a great deal of people that not only listen to the show, but the people they know, relatives, friends, acquaintances, a whole host of people that could be affected by our topic today. And I believe solely that down here in Florida, I think it's more prominent than maybe elsewhere in the country because of the aging population that we have here in Florida. The loss of life as people grow older, the nearness of friends that may have succumbed to different diseases. So we're going to talk about the topic today of stress, panic, and anxiety. And I want to welcome Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the WWNN studios up in Boca Raton, where I hope the weather is a little bit nicer than it is down here in Margate. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Is the weather nicer up there?
I think the entire state of Florida is under that storm cloud.
I couldn't agree with you more, unfortunately, but we're expecting it to clear up. As the weatherman has said, it may not last all day, but it'll be intermittent. But be it as it may, the store is nice and dry. Very welcome with our great staff here to help you find anything. And, of course, Janet will be here today from 2 to 5 to answer any questions that you may have that arises in the show today or any other health issue that you may have. I'm looking at a wide variety of products here, Janet. Let me read what I'm looking at. I'm looking at Newton's Panic Button, Himalaya Ashwagandha, Natural Factors Pharma GABA, Jarrow Formulas L-Tryptophan, Crystal Star Mood Lift, Source Natural Theanine Serene, Natural Vitality Natural Calm Powder in a Watermelon Flavor, Source Natural GABA Calm Mind, Source Natural Day Starter, which is a product that we spoke about just a few days ago. Natural Balance Happy Camper Magnesium. That's doctor formulated from Garden of Life. Relax and Restore Whole Food Magnesium. Natural Balance Happy Camper, which has been on the market for many, many years and proven very effective. And the last product I'm looking at is Solaray Valerian. So we have a wide variety that would fit into the category to help relieve stress, panic, and anxiety. But I think most people turn to a doctor, medical doctor, and look for a pharmaceutical, something to calm them down in the area of stress, panic, or anxiety, whereas you can turn to natural formulas that probably will do as well, and it will help ease it a lot quicker without any side effects. So, Janet, I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right. Thanks, Al. And so it's very interesting when you start investigating this whole area, this topic today of stress and anxiety. There are more than 40 million Americans who are dealing with, I'm going to say, a generalized anxiety disorder. And one adult American in 10 over their lifetime will be dealing with an anxiety or stress issue that tends to overwhelm them and truly interfere with their ability to function. And so there are 6 million people dealing with panic disorder. So that panic disorder is a situation where you are so overwhelmed with anxiety that literally you are immobilized, and that has a very significant impact on your entire body. There are a lot of physical changes that happen with that panic disorder. 15 million, and this I don't find surprising, 15 million adult Americans deal with social anxiety. So they may have fearful thoughts and almost an inability to interact in certain social situations. It is so very common, all of those different diagnoses. It is the most common mental dysfunction that adult Americans have to deal with. And unfortunately, it is one of the causes of many hospitalizations. So if you have panic attacks, anxiety attacks, if you have obsessive compulsive disorder, there are 2 million adult Americans who have been diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder is an issue that we have heard more and more and more about, probably because of so many of our armed forces returning from circumstances that are so disruptive, disturbing, traumatic. So post-traumatic stress disorder, we've heard a lot about. 7 million people dealing with a diagnosis of PTSD. And then in the same category, postpartum depression. So there are so many different categories of acknowledging the sensations that literally wash over people and to a certain extent are slightly disturbing to them to totally immobilizing. And the whole list of different products that are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, it may be a little a little producing of anxiety, pardon me, to look at all those products and say, well, which one am I going to pick? Which one's going to work for me? Oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. I can't deal with this. Well, okay, that's what I'm there for. Come on in and talk to me. We'll figure out what is the best place to start. There are so many different choices, and you can begin your search without it contributing any more to your sense of anxiety. So I talked about some of the physical situations that occur when you are anxious. So you might, your fingertips might go numb. They might be tingling. Maybe you're feeling a little dizzy. Maybe you have chest pain. Or maybe one of the things that happens to you when you're feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, you might get a really bad headache so that you ultimately have to truly remove yourself from the situation. So many people that I speak with, they have digestive problems. And so we start working on their digestive problems, and it's really interesting. What we find out is the digestive problems actually aren't the top priority. The digestive problems are manifested because of anxiety, exposure to stress, just nerves overwhelming them, and the manifestation is in their digestive tract. So here are some of the things that people might be dealing with, and you might say, okay, well, here's my problem, but the thing that precipitated that problem might be the stress, anxiety, and nervousness. So if you have neck and shoulder pain, okay, burning skin or clammy skin. So depending on what's going on with you as an individual, you might find that your skin could feel really super, super, super hot or clammy and cold skin. You have a sensation of doom and gloom, that no matter what direction you try to focus your thoughts, it tends to be a very negative thought pattern. Maybe you have sleep problems. I didn't even go there with the statistics to figure out how many adult Americans are dealing with sleep disorders, but certainly the stress and anxiety, the panic, that can interfere with your body's ability to fall asleep, stay asleep, and awaken feeling restful. Along with that digestive problem issue, you might feel nauseous, that you go into a stressful situation and the sensation that you're experiencing is, I don't feel well. I feel nauseous. So that nervous stomach. Maybe you go into a stressful situation and your heart's going boom, 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 boom. It's beating so fast, or it's going boom, 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 boom. So an extended stretch between heartbeats. And maybe you just don't have the capacity to willingly relax your muscles and be able to achieve balance, regaining that ability to think straight and have your muscles relax and to continue functioning. So there's so many different aspects to this anxiety, stress, nervousness, and so on. And as I mentioned, so many different details that kind of set it apart from not feeling yourself. Keep in mind that this is essentially disrupted normal functioning, and it is very common. It's very common to worry. And consequently, if you're worrying, if you're thinking, oh, do I have a panic disorder? Am I dealing with too much stress? Am I over anxious? Well, stay tuned, because I have lots of suggestions for you, suggestions with regard to your diet, suggestions with regard to natural substances that will help you to achieve a relaxed state of being. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More to come.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy to assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli.
Save a Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday, the 31st of July. Save a Lot is open tonight until 8 o'clock, as we are for the rest of the week. Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And at the bottom of the hour, I'll remind of our listeners about the mail order service that we have started, so you can enjoy the benefits of having product at our everyday low prices delivered right to your home. Janet, I know you mentioned food that you want to speak about, and I'm curious now because I hear so many people talk about when they're stressful or anxiety or they're feeling low or they're having internal problems, they turn to food as a way to alleviate that. And there are some people may turn to cigarettes or tobacco or other things that are not good for the body. So I'm curious to hear what you're going to go into with that.
I have lots of those go-to things that people tend to use in order to calm themselves. So you mentioned a very nice array of products that are available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so I can tell you that B vitamins, crucially important, taking a probiotic in order to be able to utilize those Bs in the most efficient way, using aloe vera to create the background chemistry in your gut to kind of calm your digestive system and allow absorption of nutrients. And unfortunately, with so many of these different panic and anxiety disorders, disruption of the chemistry of the digestive tract is very common, as well as disruption in the ability to absorb nutrients. Magnesium, you mentioned the magnesium natural calm powder in watermelon flavor. So fabulous that people can put the magnesium a little bit in their water over the course of the day and enjoy something that is very refreshing tasting and the magnesium that's very calming. So unfortunately, far too many people are speaking with their physicians about their panic and anxiety and stress, and the recommendation from our medical community tends to include things like SSRIs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Then that's meant to maintain more serotonin in your brain chemistry. That serotonin is important for the sensation of calm and feeling relaxed and dissipating the sensation of stress. However, they have side effects. Like side effects can include insomnia, which is just going to make matters worse, or weight gain, which is an issue that unfortunately contributes stress to a lot of people. The benzodiazepines, unfortunately, again, they work for a period of time, and then in an extended use scenario, you need more and more and more of those benzodiazepines. And then the tricyclic antidepressants. And the truth of the matter is, again, they take the edge off the anxiety and stress. However, you're not depressed. That is not the brain chemistry that is out of balance. And again, the side effects, dry mouth, your blood pressure drops, your vision can be affected. Well, there are other approaches that people can use. There's cognitive behavioral therapy, where you are consciously working to change your thought patterns. There's exposure therapy, which sounds pretty cruel to me, where you're continually exposed to the situation that produces stress and anxiety until you just get so accustomed to it that it no longer produces that panicky sensation. And acceptance therapy that you work with a therapist and come to the understanding that these things that are contributing to a sensation of panic and anxiety, you're going to deep breathe, you're going to accept this is the way things are, and kind of the phrase that you will change the things that are within your control, and you'll relax and accept the things that are out of your control. So meditation, that learning to be here now, learning that at this very moment, you're safe, things are fine, and that you can short circuit the sensation of stress and anxiety. So relaxation techniques, yoga that gives you focus. So you're focusing on a physical aspect and you don't necessarily have the room in your brain to be panicking about it. Learning breathing techniques, because one of the situations when people are dealing with stress, anxiety, panicky feelings, they turn to shallow breathing and learning different breathing techniques to literally sharpen your thought processes. I can teach people that breathing technique or the relaxation breathing techniques. And it's astonishing how in 2 or 3 minutes, you can reverse the onset of a panic attack. Acupuncture, again, the use of calming different energy flow points can make a dramatic impact with regard to your brain chemistry. So what happens to your body when you're dealing with a panic attack? Well, you are overproducing cortisol. So your adrenals are just pumping out this cortisol, and that cortisol then causes your liver to produce more glucose. So with this panic and anxiety, ultimately, in some individuals, their bodies, their blood chemistry is flooded with glucose. When that flood of glucose hits your brain, it contributes to more panic and anxiety. So these are cycles that, unless they are deliberately interrupted with a natural substance such as magnesium or theanine, if they're interrupted with a certain type of food that tends to be calming, that cycle does need to be interrupted. So You're going to possibly, with that flood of glucose into your bloodstream, you feel shaky. You can't think. Your brain is literally shaky. You might feel weak in the knees. So very specific physical situation occurring that unfortunately keeps that panicky and anxious feeling, keeping it going. So keep in mind that your adrenals and your thyroid, they work together. And when your adrenals ultimately fail, they're no longer able to keep up pumping that cortisol into the bloodstream, then the thyroid then becomes connected to that whole scenario. So you need to be supporting your adrenal glands, you need to be supporting your thyroid, and that whole cycle that I'm describing, you feel overwhelmingly fatigued. You feel low mood, more anxiety, maybe insomnia. You're not as exhausted as you are. You're not able to get restful sleep. You might fall asleep for a couple of hours, but when you wake up from that sleep, it has not been restorative. So you have this overwhelming feeling of exhaustion. So many of the people who have been diagnosed with any of these anxiety, panic disorders, they are certainly dealing with insomnia as well. So poor sleep and patterns interfere with how you're going to function the next day. Then you start to get very anxious because your performance is not up to par. So you can see how these situations just kind of roll over. There are cycles that tend to unfortunately repeat themselves, and they repeat themselves because of physical biochemical reactions that are going on in your body. And so once again, exhaustion. When you're dealing with this overflow of cortisol into your body, you're increasing blood flow, and that redistribution of blood flow isn't balanced. And so you might take a look at yourself in the mirror and find that, ooh, you're really, really pale. You might take a look at yourself in the mirror and you might find that your face is very, very, very red. And so it has to do with how that overwhelming flow of blood has been distributed in your body. And maybe it's going to your brain and giving you a headache. Maybe it's going to your core, leaving your face pale, your hands cold and clammy, your feet cold and clammy. A lot of different things happen. And essentially what it's meant, it's a very ancient situation, that fight or flight situation. And so your body is producing more red blood cells to carry more oxygen so that you can run faster and use your brain to get away from whatever predator is after you. But what happens? Unfortunately, your muscles get tense, your neck and shoulders tighten up, and your muscles all through your body literally in spasm. Where do you have to be so concerned about this muscle tension? Your heart. Your heart's a muscle. It's overwhelmed with this flood of red and white blood cells. The white blood cells, just in case you're wounded by that predator and you have to fight an infection, the red blood cells so that you can run faster. But that's disrupting your entire body chemistry. And in that disruption, unfortunately, the whole cycle of panic and anxiety continues. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and when we come back, I'll talk about the change in your appetite, the certain cravings that you might have, what they lead to, and how your digestive system is affected. Stay tuned. More to come. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday. It's the 31st of July. And we're looking forward to the start of a new month tomorrow. And I just wanted to remind our listeners, I had mentioned the fact that we are doing a mail order service for the benefit of those people that would like the everyday low prices delivered home. Or if you'd like, you can call the number I'm going to go give you. We can have the order ready and you can pick it up here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The local number to call if you live in the 954 or Broward County area is 754-307-1655. Again, 754-307-1655. If you do live outside of the Broward County area, there is a toll-free number, and that toll-free number is 1-833-728-2568. That's 1-833-728-2568, which is Save-A-Lot. 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT, S-A-V-A-L-O-T. And right now, I want to make a special announcement that the animal shelter up in the Palm Beach area is having a big event today up until 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to find out more about how you can help, call 561-882-0856. Again, if you're an animal lover and you'd like to be able to help with the animal shelter up in Palm Beach, please call 561-882-0856. The topic today is stress and anxiety and feeling good. And I had mentioned the fact that at the top of the show, I'm looking at Newton's panic button, Himalaya ashwagandha, natural factor farm agave, gyrotryptophan, crystal star mood lift, source natural theanine serene, natural vitality, natural calm and a watermelon flavor, source natural GABA calm mind, source natural day starter, the natural balance happy camper both in the magnesium powder and in the capsule, the garden of life relax and restore whole food magnesium, and solar ray valerian. All these products will be available for you to take a look at up at the customer service counter. And I'm sure there are going to be several more that Janet will be speaking about that we'll have available also as a reminder when you come into the store, if you've forgotten what it is that you came in for. So there'll be a customer service. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you now.
Okay, so talking about stress, anxiety, panic, what happens when your body deals with this mentally triggered flood of different chemicals? Your heart's overworked and you're going to have an irregular heartbeat. Your lungs, the function of your lungs change because you tend to have your breath become very shallow instead of a normalized rhythmic breathing. And your lungs have, unfortunately, their muscle tissue as well, and the lungs are going to be losing their muscle capability. So people who have a genetic predisposition to be dealing with asthma, bronchitis, any kind of a respiratory issue, anxiety can produce an episode like that. Your immune system is confused by that flood of white blood cells that I said was one of the things triggered when you're in a panic mode. And unfortunately, your immune system then is a little less strong. It's weaker. And that there have been so many studies over the years showing that there is a reduction in immune response to very common exposures that would create a cold, for instance. So one is more susceptible to colds, and study after study after study has shown that. And you're more likely to be dealing with an infection and inflammation. And this long-term immunity is affected as well. So the short-term, you're more likely to get a cold. You might deal with a sore throat. The long-term consequences are much more serious. So you want to do the things that are going to be supportive of your immune system. So vitamin D, excellent choice. Possibly a combination of vitamin A and D. So making sure that you're taking vitamin C over the course of the day. Remember that the vitamin C has a relatively short lifespan in your body, a functioning lifespan, so maybe 3 or 4 hours, and you need to be, again, mindful of taking in some more vitamin C. So it could be with certain things that you're adding to your water that are very gently, over time, replenishing that vitamin C that is so dramatically used up when you're under stress. So your immune system, your respiratory system. Now, your digestion. Your digestive tract is under assault, let's say. So the ability of the digestive tract to function properly is impaired. The blood flow has been redirected. So instead of your blood flow being normalized all throughout your body, unfortunately, the blood flow to your digestive tract in response to food doesn't happen. So your metabolism changes. You have a possibility of developing ulcers because there isn't the predictable food being delivered to your digestive tract, and it isn't being digested in a predictable way. And what does all this mean? It means that the stress can be the precipitating factor to reflux. We talk about the importance of supporting your digestive system all the time, but we don't necessarily connect that dysfunction in the digestive tract to the stress. But it is a very common situation where, unfortunately, the stress can cause the reflux, bloating, constipation or diarrhea. I speak with people all the time, and when we talk about an initiating digestive episode, a problem, we talk about the stress that has contributed to the start of that. And it can be just gas, bloating, stomach pains, discomfort, and unfortunately, diarrhea. So the chemistry of the acids and enzymes that are meant to be, the enzymes that are meant to be in your saliva, the acids and enzymes meant to be in your esophagus and in your stomach, those are changed. They are interrupted. They are neutralized, possibly. And then you have an inability to break down certain foods. What happens then? Allergies. So the absorption of nutrients is impaired. You have possibly an uncontrollable appetite. You have the sensation, well, if I eat something, I'll calm down. And sometimes that could be true, but sometimes you just kind of get in this mindless habit when you're experiencing an anxious time period, you might be reaching for certain foods that you think have the possibility of calming you down, but they don't really. So you have an uncontrollable appetite. You have cravings. So what do you reach for? Sometimes you reach for something sweet. And, you know, you heard me at the beginning of the show talking about how when your adrenals are overstimulated, producing too much cortisol, producing an effect to the liver that releases a lot of glucose into the blood. And what are you doing? You're reaching for some more sugar to add to this over highly saturated with sugar bloodstream. So maybe you are reaching for something fatty. Maybe ice cream might be your go-to soothe. And that high fat, smooth mouth feel, the dairy, you're looking for that and you're attempting to calm yourself with that. Many, many, many people are reaching for the salt. They just totally crave salt. What's going on? Well, the potassium, magnesium, calcium, all of those minerals are so out of balance and you're reaching for the salt in order to begin to reestablish a little bit better balance with the potassium. Maybe you're just looking for crunch. Something that's going to, as you bite down hard, you are kind of dissipating some of that anxiety. Unfortunately, maybe you are reaching for that comfort food. So what's one of the things that comes up? Macaroni and cheese. That's the, I would say, kind of premier comfort food. Maybe it's French fries. So you're getting the salt, a little bit of crunch, and a little bit of soothing from that starchy carbohydrate. So really important to take a look at what you tend to reach for when you're experiencing an imbalance in how your brain is working, that you are overwhelmed with thoughts of stress, anxiety, panicky thoughts. Okay, what happens to your brain? This is kind of interesting that in addition to the insomnia that I mentioned, you might also be really irritable. When you're experiencing that panicky sensation, you are touchy. You're hypervigilant. The tiniest little something that's off, you have a dramatic overreaction to that. You might be really impatient. So what happens? Over the long term, there are changes in your brain chemistry. So the longer you go on dealing with panic, anxiety, stress, nervousness, the higher the probability that there may be permanent changes in your brain chemistry and then ultimately in the structure of your brain. So when you're looking for that comfort food, you're looking for something sugary to calm you down, think about, I have Janet's Best Sugar. It's helpful at short-circuiting those cravings. If you're dealing with changes in brain chemistry, take a look at Janet's Best Brain. Both of those have the ability to short-circuit that overwhelming sensation that you are dealing with. Panic, stress, and anxiety. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be right back after these messages.
The knowledgeable team at Save a Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday, the 31st of July. And the weather is starting to get a little better here, so please feel free to come down and visit with us. We are open till 8 o'clock tonight, as we are the rest of the week. On Saturday, we are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays, we are closed, as well as all major holidays. Janet has been talking about a topic that really, as she pointed out, I think the number you had said, Janet, was 40 or 50 million people are affected by the topic for today. Was that the number?
I didn't hear you, Al.
The number that you had said at the top of the show that people are affected by stress and panic.
Oh,
okay. 40 million or 50 million?
Over 40 million people dealing with generalized anxiety disorder. People, 1 in 10 adults over their lifetime will be immobilized by some sort of stressful situation. 6 million have a panic disorder. 15 million with social anxiety, 2 million obsessive compulsive disorder, and 7 million with post-traumatic stress disorder. You put those numbers all together, oh my goodness, the number of people out there in our population who are suffering, who are having such difficulty.
Well, does that figure include teenagers?
Teenagers. I don't know what.
The question was, does that figure include teenagers?
No, this is adults.
Okay, so the figure could be a lot higher when you add in the amount of kids that are committing suicide today.
That's true.
So that broadens that whole topic, and I think it's important for parents and grandparents to be aware of some of the signs and symptoms of what people have to look for. We only have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to let you continue.
Okay, so we talked about the foods. We talked about all of the different parts of your body that unfortunately are affected when you are dealing with stress. The brain changes, the digestion changes, the immune system, muscles, and over an extended period of time, this mental perspective of stress, anxiety, panic, and so on manifests itself in changes in the physical being. So changes in people's voices, very interesting. The throat muscles tighten up. Unfortunately, sometimes they can't swallow. The skin changes, so changes to blood flow to the hands and the feet. Hyperhidrosis, that excessive perspiration in response to a panicky or anxious feeling. And unfortunately, all of this can trigger eruptions on the skin, eczema and psoriasis. So chronic stress contributes to heart and circulatory problems. Blood pressure can be elevated. So you think about all those people who are on medications to lower their glucose. Well, we just saw how the cortisol, that whole stream of events, elevates your glucose. That this whole stream of events can elevate your blood pressure and take a toll on how your heart is reacting to all of this. So there is, from Source Natural, the Theanine Serene with Relora, and people in a panic situation, they will get immediate relief with that Source Natural Theanine Serene with Relora. Theanine is the amino acid extract from green tea. The serene part is GABA, the calming neurotransmitter, and the Relora is essentially magnolia, a specific proprietary form of magnolia extract. That threesome combination is beautifully calming. Holy basil, exceptional, taken over the long term to soothe. You can take it along with ashwagandha, along with schisandra. That whole profile of herbal products is so soothing and calming, and the ability to keep people on a balanced psychological approach to their daily responsibilities. Fabulous to support that calming aspect. 5-HTP. 50 milligrams of 5-HTP, very helpful over the course of the day to keep your cravings under control and to maintain the serotonin levels necessary to keep you calm. Keep in mind, you don't want sugar in your diet. Sugar is adding fire to the flames. What you want, if you're going to sweeten something, stevia. Stevia has the ability to minimize the damage that changes in glucose levels can do. Keep in mind, so many people think, okay, well, I'm not doing any sugar, but they might be eating so much fruit that the fruit does contribute to imbalances in their glucose level. So what you want to do is turn to different foods that are going to be satisfying, a crunch. I tell people about an English cucumber. That's better than eating an apple. It's crunchy, it's moist, it's very satisfying. You might think about soup, having different types of soup. And in this hot South Florida, you think, oh, what is she talking about? Soup? I don't want anything hot. Well, you can have a variety of different cold soups, tomato-based. Those full of vegetables, they're cold and refreshing and crunchy. So PharmaGABA, you mentioned the natural factors, PharmaGABA, a very specific form of GABA, and in a lozenge that you can put on your tongue and pleasant tasting. The delivery of the GABA goes right into your bloodstream and can have an almost immediate change in brain chemistry. One of the things that I suggest is Himalaya Makuna. And people might not necessarily be familiar with the herb Makuna, but Makuna will help them achieve restful sleep. And it has a dramatic impact on your brain chemistry that will lead to, in the long term, a calming effect. When you think about people who are dealing with stress, panic, and anxiety, their sleep is not very restful. The Himalaya Makuna and Solaray also has a Makuna formula, very helpful for calming your brain. The magnesium, you cannot overstate how beneficial over the course of the day and over the course in the long term, how calming magnesium might be. Stress B. So what is that? A combination of all of the B complex and also vitamin C. Again, over the course of the day, you will see a dramatic benefit. And of course, to get the best out of those Bs, you really do need to be taking a probiotic. Trace minerals. Chromium, vanadium, selenium, all of those trace minerals, just to name three, would be so supportive of the different vitamins you're using, the different nutrients that are coming into your body via the diet choices that you're making. Dramatic benefit in the long term to prevent the physical damage that may be part of that sensation of panic, anxiety, and stress. I just got the high sign, just one more minute left. And so I will let everyone know that I will be available today from 2 to 5 at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you have any questions with regard to today's subject, come on in and talk to me. If you have any questions, come on in and talk to me. If you have blood work, bring your blood work. If you have supplements that you're using, bring them in and let me take a look at them. And Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour will be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.